question. Does brain think, and do nerves feel, and is there intelligence in matter? Answer, no, not if God is true and mortal man a liar. The assertion that there can be pain or pleasure in matter is erroneous. That body is most harmonious in which the discharge of the natural functions is least noticeable. How can intelligence dwell in matter when matter is non-intelligent and brain lobes cannot think? Matter cannot perform the functions of mind. Error says, I am man. But this belief is mortal and far from actual. From beginning to end, whatever is mortal is composed of material human beliefs and of nothing else. That only is real which reflects God. St. Paul said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, I conferred not with flesh and blood. Mortal man is really a self-contradictory phrase, for man is not mortal, neither indeed can be. Man is immortal. If a child is the offspring of physical sense and not of soul, the child must have a material, not a spiritual origin. With what truth, then, could the scriptural rejoicing be uttered by any mother? I have gotten a man from the Lord. On the contrary, if aught comes from God, it cannot be mortal and material. It must be immortal and spiritual. Matter is neither self-existent nor a product of spirit. An image of mortal thought reflected on the retina is all that the eye beholds. Matter cannot see, feel, hear, taste, nor smell. It is not self-cognizant, cannot feel itself, see itself, nor understand itself. Take away so-called mortal mind, which constitutes matter's supposed selfhood, and matter can take no cognizance of matter. Does that which we call dead ever see, hear, feel, or use any of the physical senses? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In the vast forever, in the science and truth of being, the only facts are spirit and its innumerable creations. Darkness and chaos are the imaginary opposites of light, understanding, and eternal harmony, and they are the elements of nothingness. We admit that black is not a color because it reflects no light. So evil should be denied identity or power because it has none of the divine hues. Paul says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." When the substance of spirit appears in Christian science, the nothingness of matter is recognized. Where the Spirit of God is, and there is no place where God is not, evil becomes nothing, the opposite of the something of spirit. If there is no spiritual reflection, then there remains only the darkness of vacuity and not a trace of heavenly tints. Nerves are an element of the belief that there is sensation in matter, whereas matter is devoid of sensation. Consciousness as well as action is governed by mind, is in God the origin and governor of all that science reveals. Material sense has its realm apart from science in the unreal. Harmonious action proceeds from spirit, God. Inharmony has no principle. Its action is erroneous and presupposes man to be in matter. Inharmony would make matter the cause as well as the effect of intelligence or soul, thus attempting to separate mind from God. Man is not God, and God is not man. Again, God or good never made man capable of sin. It is the opposite of good, that is evil, which seems to make men capable of wrongdoing. Hence, evil is but an illusion, and it has no real basis. Evil is a false belief. God is not its author. The supposititious parent of evil is a lie. The Bible declares, all things were made by him, the divine word, and without him was not anything made that was made. This is the eternal verity of divine science. If sin, sickness, and death were understood as nothingness, they would disappear. As vapor melts before the sun, so evil would vanish before the reality of good. One must hide the other. How important, then, to choose good as the reality? Man is tributary to God, Spirit, and to nothing else. God's being is infinity, freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Like the archpriests of yore, man is free to enter into the holiest, the realm of God. Material sense never helps mortals to understand Spirit, God. Through spiritual sense only, man comprehends and loves deity. The various contradictions of the science of mind by the material senses do not change the unseen truth, which remains forever intact. The forbidden fruit of knowledge, against which wisdom warns man, is the testimony of error, declaring existence to be at the mercy of death, and good and evil to be capable of commingling. This is the significance of the scripture concerning this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, this growth of material belief, of which it is said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Human hypotheses first assume the reality of sickness, sin, and death, and then assume the necessity of these evils because of their admitted actuality. These human verdicts are the procurers of all discord. If soul sins, it must be mortal. Sin has the elements of self-destruction. It cannot sustain itself. If sin is supported, God must uphold it. And this is impossible, since truth cannot support error. Soul is the divine principle of man and never sins. Hence the immortality of soul. In science, we learn that it is material sense, not soul, which sins, and it will be found that it is the sense of sin which is lost, and not a sinful soul. When reading the scriptures, the substitution of the word sense for soul gives the exact meaning in a majority of cases. Human thought has adulterated the meaning of the word soul through the hypothesis that soul is both an evil and a good intelligence resident in matter. The proper use of the word soul can always be gained by substituting the word God, where the deific meaning is required. In other cases, use the word sense, and you will have the scientific signification. As used in Christian Science, soul is properly the synonym of spirit or God. But out of science, soul is identical with sense, with material sensation.